Hello and welcome to Hindsight. I'm Lorena Allam. Today we look back over 100 years to an era when scientists were beginning to discover the huge possibilities of electrical power. And we look forward to a possible future in which most of our energy will, we hope, be renewable. The connecting thread is the scientist-inventor Nikola Tesla, overlooked for decades but now becoming recognised for his genius. He's also remembered for his eccentricities and some apparently extraordinary, even crazy, claims about discovering different ways of providing energy. But his ideas have proved to be most prescient, and he's now seen by some as the first ecologist, a prophet of the 21st century.
I have always been ahead of my time.
It's actually 30 million volts you can get in a bolt of lightning.
Why can't we harness that power, Stephen?
Our most popular smartphones like these.
The Bachelor premiere.
Minds on fire.
Good evening and welcome to Minds on Fire. I'm your host, James Valentine. Here in Minds on Fire, we're spinning the wheel. The subject is discovery.
You don't have to do this by yourself.
We're left with only four contestants in this elimination round: Cassie, Mike, Joe, and Tony. Only two will go to the next round, a head-to-head, with a chance to win $1 million. Hands on buzzers. Who first demonstrated the kind of electric current most used in today's world?
Ouch!
Didn't they warn you to wear rubber-soled shoes?
Right. Thomas Edison.
Oh, Cassie, you fell into that one.
Bugger.
Yes, Joe.
Nikola Tesla discovered and developed the alternating current. The idea famously came to him like a flash of lightning.
While he was reciting Goethe.
Nikola Tesla is correct. Edison was working with the less powerful direct current. Who first created a plan for wireless radio transmission? Mike.
Yes, that would be Guglielmo Marconi.
Nope, not Marconi.
Oh.
Tony.
It was Tesla. In 1897, Marconi put it into practice, but the relevant patents were Tesla's. He actually created a basic design as early as 1892.
Correct. Now, last question this round. When was Tesla born?
He was born on the stroke of midnight, July 9 to July 10, 1856. Actually, June 28th, according to the Julian calendar, but July the Gregorian. The midwife said he was a child of
Tony, you are correct. Joe, Tony, your minds are on fire. Congratulations, you're through to the finals.
My son was born in Smiljan.
I was born in a storm.
A storm. Child of lightning.
Child of lightning.
Child of light.
Child of light.
Of light. When young, I was fascinated by the possibilities within nature.
Geese, pigeons, chickens, sheep, cat. I'm free. There is snow, bright, shining in the evening light.
The magnificent Maczak.
Maczak. The finest of all cats in the world.
The finest of all cats in the world.
I want to stroke his beautiful back.
I felt impelled to stroke his back.
I do. I see. I take a breath.
What I saw was a miracle which made me speechless. Maczak's back was a sheet of light, and my hand produced a shower of crackling sparks.
Loud enough to be heard all over the place. Beautiful.
Is nature a gigantic cat? If so, who strokes its back?
Let the future tell the truth and evaluate each one according to his work and accomplishments.
Secret FBI NYC Director. A trained person should review Tesla's notes, experiments, formula and design.
Bureau requested to advise immediately what action to take.
Secret in its entirety.
War Department.
Copies destroyed.
All information contained herein.
Classified.
The present is theirs. The future for which I have worked is mine.
So, this is my son Nicola. He's quite clever, but actually...
Sometimes I'd help him explain his complex ideas.
A kind of translation.
I'll have to translate for him.
За мене космологія, па за мене то jedan način.
For him, cosmology is something what is more about forces in the nature.
Ko se bavi silama, fizikom I...
About physics, something which has a, some kind of, I should say, general force of life. Plavu životnu snagu, na jedan način.
Da.
He agrees with me.
Da. Machinery will be driven by a power obtainable at any point in the universe. Throughout space, there is energy, kinetic. It is a mere question of time when men will succeed in attaching their machinery to the very willwork of nature.
Господи помилуй, Господи помилуй.
This is the kind of place that Nikola Tesla was born in. He was born of a father who was an Orthodox priest in a village of Smiljane.
Господи помилуй, Господи помилуй, Господи помилуй.
Which was, at that time when he was born, it belonged to Austro-Hungarian Empire. Today, Lika belongs to Croatian state.
Toga tvojim rečima učeći naš oče Jovane Zlatouste, moli Hrista Boga Logosa da spase duše.
I was intended from my very birth for the clerical profession, and this thought constantly oppressed me.
He told me that actually he wasn't interested at all about the school, he was only interested about his inventions and his visions and everything, so...
A shadow, the bell.
I visit world within. At night I travel in my mind.
In the stillness of the night,
the appearance of images,
child of light,
I suffered from a peculiar affliction due to the appearance of images,
pictures of things,
light which blinds,
strong flashes of light,
sounds which shake, clean, not clean.
I travel in time, in mind.
I'm 5. I'm 6. I'm 7.
The funeral.
The stable. Funeral.
I had a brother who was gifted to an extraordinary degree.
Life.
His premature death left my parents disconsolate.
Death.
We owned an Arab horse.
Dreams.
And this horse was responsible for my brother's injuries, from which he died.
Mother, father, brother.
I witnessed the tragic scene, and my visual impression has lost none of its force. White of eye, swish of tail, blunt of hoof. The recollection of his attainments made every effort of mine seem dull in comparison.
Tesla's parents
really didn't think Tesla had the same capabilities, and Tesla really felt as if he'd been shunned by his parents. So in effect, he retreated back into the environment and also back into his head. And that meant that he spent a lot of time on his own thinking about problems and creating solutions to those problems.
It sounds like, yes, Professor John Fletcher from the Energy Systems Research Group with the School of Electrical Engineering and Telecommunications at the University of New South Wales.
That's right.
And if I recall correctly, he was at
a meeting. Too much information.
The time he spent in the environment on his own really led him to think about what he observed in nature and thinking about how nature worked. And I think that informed a lot of what he did in his later life.
Joe?
The Croatian Tesla Museum is at his birthplace in Smiljan. It was opened in 2006, whereas the one in Belgrade...
That's right!
I'm first time here, so actually I enjoy mostly this landscape. It's very wide and...
sunshine.
I don't know, it's very, very calm to be here. So, with the sound of birds and crickets.
A shadow, the bell.
And I didn't know about this. His father was a priest, and so near his house is this...
sonorous.
Orthodox church.
And ominous.
One of the prime examples was his thoughts on using hydropower to generate electrical energy, which he then went on to do in his later life with Niagara Falls. So that's a prime example of how he thought he could use the environment to generate electricity and generate energy from it.
I'll profit that to be sure. What did I profit?
Laying here on the brook, Nicholas senses the power of the water course for the first time. This realization led him to discoveries that resulted in the building of the hydroelectric power plant on Niagara Falls in 1896.
Of course, Tesla is so complicated person. There are so many, still, we can say, secrets. Still, we have to find out who Tesla actually was.
Tesla nije mrtav. Tesla nije mrtav. Tesla nije mrtav.
One day in the mountains, I sought shelter from an approaching storm. All of a sudden, there was a lightning flash, and few moments after, deluge. It was manifest that the two phenomena were closely related as cause and effect, the function of lightning being much like that of a sensitive trigger. Here was a stupendous possibility of achievement. If we could produce electric storms, this whole planet and the conditions of existence on it could be transformed. Da. Yes, a sensitive trigger.
Now we must liberate thought. We must set it free of limitations that space and time impose on it, now and in future centuries.
Who directed the film in which financier J.P. Morgan was played by Orson Welles? Yes, Joe.
That was The Secret of Nikola Tesla. Released in 1980, and it was written and directed by iconic Croatian filmmaker, Krista Papic.
Tesla would call himself a discoverer. He didn't like that people call him an inventor. He thought that we are like people on the boat, very thirsty, and all we have to do is just take water, but we don't know how to take water from the river. We don't know how to take energy from the space, from the universe, because the universe is full of energy. There is no need to burn, to destroy elements in order to get energy. Tesla thought it was just nonsense what humanity is doing. I would say he was the first ecologist in the world, one of the greatest visionaries of our time. He's a scientist of the 21st century. So discovery for him was bigger and greater than just inventor. It was one of idea in my film, but you know, the conscience about ecology at that time wasn't so developed like now. In our time, people are receiving Tesla's idea better and better. That's why my film is in demand.
Here in Minds on Fire, we're into the head-to-head battle for $1 million, and we're exploring the weird and wonderful world of Nikola Tesla. Can you tell me three things he's given his name to? Joe?
The Tesla coil.
Yes.
The Tesla unit of magnetic induction.
Yes.
And of course now, there's the Tesla Model S electric car, developed by Elon Musk, who was awarded the environmental...
Yes, moving on.
I've actually driven one.
Thank you, Tony. And what were some of his well-known phobias and eccentricities? Tony?
He's what we'd now call obsessive-compulsive. Had a cleanliness fetish. He had cheetophobia, a fear of human hair. Triphilia, obsession with the number three. Excessively sensitive hearing, hyperacusis. Visions and flashes of light. And he was synesthetic.
Wow, Tony, so just a regular guy, eh? Name two unusual talents his mother had. Yes, Joe.
Duka invented home craft tools. She recited epic Serbian poems. And she also...
Right on both counts. And did you know she could put three knots in an eyelash when she was over 60?
Yes.
What happens next astounds the world.
It's 17 million times a day.
No way.
It means about 200 times a second.
Why can't we harness that power? What?
Not ridiculous. Good night.
Good night.
This is from the manager of my company in Paris. It says, dear Mr. Edison, I know of only two really great men in this world. You are one of them, and young Nikola Tesla is the other. Okay, Tesla, let's come down out of the clouds. You got something to show me?
Besides fuel, there is abundant material from which we might eventually derive power. But whatever our sources of primary energy may be in the future, we must, to be rational, obtain it without consumption of any material.
He had over 700 patents.
The mind boggles.
Today we use 112 of them, and they're all written on this glass wall. Does anyone have a pacemaker? Can it go upstairs? I don't have it, but maybe I'll have it afterwards.
Ja garantiram za vas, ništa vam se neće dogoditi. Hvala. Molim i drugi put.
I can guarantee for you nothing will happen to you. Thank you, thank you.
I am dedicated to the Orthodox faith. People know me as an excellent priest, a reader, poet, natural philosopher.
I may not be able to read, but I remember what I see. Nicky says I've got what he calls an eidetic memory. He's blessed, or cursed with one too.
Such a clever boy, even though he refused to go into the church. Remember how shy he was, how difficult with his aunties.
Deciding which one was less ugly.
Fussy about food, always frightened there might be a hair in his soup.
The most astonishing thing is that three times in my youth I was rendered by illness a hopeless physical wreck and given up by physicians.
Poor Nicky, so sensitive and prone to illness.
Also, I got into all sorts of dangers from which I extricated myself as if by enchantment, almost drowned, nearly boiled alive, entombed, lost. Frozen, and just missed being cremated. I feel convinced that my preservation was not altogether accidental.
Obstinate, accident prone. When he was terribly ill after the cholera, I relented.
And let him study engineering.
He said to his father, I will get better, but as long as you promise to send me to the best technical university in Europe, And his father grudgingly agreed. And that then led to Tesla moving to Graz in Austria. And while studying in engineering, he again felt as if he was being shunned by his fellow students. And eventually it led to Tesla becoming a gambler, and he never actually finished his course.
He had wild notions, enjoyed extremes, but great self-control when he chose.
I remember his gambling. He was obsessed. I gave him our money and said, there, lose all we possess. He never gambled again.
Self-control.
Instinct is something which transcends knowledge. We have certain finer fibers that enable us to perceive truths. When logical deduction or any other willful effort of the brain is futile.
Soviet Union allegedly has had access to
some of Tesla's papers.
Insight into Soviet weapons program.
Desirous of learning the location of such papers.
We even have a little ditty that rhymes, and everybody sings that. Nikola Tesla stole oz ukrao vesla, otišao za Ameriku, and went to America and found i pronašao elektriku, electricity. So.
Welcome to the United States of America, Mr. Tesla.
He went into the world very young, had three sisters, and even though he travelled, he always went back to see his mother and his sisters. He was very devoted to them. Another thing about him was that he never married. He devoted his life to his work.
He's always loved nature.
And nature's laws.
And he loves his mother. I'm pleased he's an inventor, what he wanted.
Oh, yes.
What he was born for.
Very famous now. Very well known in the United States.
So upright.
And handsome.
Fastidious.
Dapper.
Well-attired.
Clever.
A performer.
Genius.
Prophet.
Altruistic.
Visionary.
Tesla was a fantastic-looking character. He was 6'2" and weighed 60 kilograms and was gaunt and wiry. He looked as if he needed a good meal most of the time.
He was very popular, apparently, amongst Americans, but he never let any relationship develop because of his work.
Tesla's main contribution to electrical engineering is in the development of the rotating magnetic field, which is the polyphase winding topology.
The idea came in a flash of lightning. Yes, and in an instant, the truth was revealed.
And Tesla created this three-phase winding that was capable of producing a rotating magnetic field. And once he'd done this, he realized that in fact, AC current was a much better opportunity of delivering electrical energy than DC current.
The world moves slowly, and new truths are difficult to see.
And one of the reasons he got involved with Westinghouse was he did previously worked for Edison, and Edison did a bit of a dirty on him and never paid Tesla for his work. So he then got involved with Westinghouse on the War of the Currents.
Thomas Alva Edison released a movie. It was actually called Electrocuting an Elephant. He wanted to destroy the reputation of alternating current.
I see it in your soul.
It's a long, hard road. This competition, there's no denying it.
Mr. Westinghouse?
Gentlemen, there is also Mr. Nikola Tesla's alternating current. It can guarantee the transmission of power over enormous distances. It is simple. It is practical. Now, I have here a...
Gentlemen, that system is nothing but pure fantasy.
Edison fought a losing battle to protect his investment in direct current, which drove Tesla to get support from Westinghouse.
Tony, Edison tried to discredit Tesla, Westinghouse and the alternating current, electrocuting animals and public demonstrations. Today, the war persists with some of the Edison camp debunking all of Tesla's contributions. Tesla himself gave credit to those around him working in similar fields. Rankin, Faraday and others.
Right on both counts.
The Tesla coil is really a high step-up ratio transformer. So we can put 230 volts AC into the Tesla coil, and on this top donut-shaped dome at the top, we can generate up to 1 million volts. And at 1 million volts, you will break down air and you'll generate these streamers. And that was one of the things, you know, Tesla was renowned for. He's a bit of a magician. They called him the wizard because he was capable of taking electricity, which generally at that stage people didn't understand, and he could make manifestations of that electricity. He could create sparks, noise, things that looked like lightning. And that really set him apart, made him a bit of a showman in the area.
I will now allow 200,000 volts to pass through my body. I set the coil to work and approach the free terminal with the metallic object held in my hand. This is simply to avoid burns. As I approach with the metallic object to a distance of 8 or 10 inches, a torrent of furious sparks breaks forth from the end of the secondary wire, which passes through the rubber column. The spark ceases when the metal in my hand touches the wire.
So the Tesla coil, we put electrical energy in. At the bottom here, we have a stem that has lots and lots of tons of wire, enameled copper wire, so each ton is insulated from the next ton. And the number of tons gives you the step-up ratio. So if you've got 10 tons at the bottom and you've got 10,000 tons at the top, you get a step-up ratio of 1,000. And that's how we magnify the volts and are then able to break down air and cause sparks and noise and streamers, which are really quite exciting. And one thing Tesla was also able to do was, with his Tesla coil, he could light fluorescent bulbs with no physical connection to them. So again, bringing in this kind of magical element to electrical engineering.
Well, you've got to watch this next story. It's a shocker.
It is actually a dangerous thing to do.
Because everybody out there wants to know how to build a Tesla coil.
Building a Tesla coil is really easy.
Creating lightning bolts with a homemade coil.
Is it possible?
I think it's going to be shocking for the judges.
The man they call Dr. Electric.
I'll hold the tube up and it will light all on its own without any electrical connection.
Do not try this at home.
900-watt Tesla coil that I just made.
He's about to go head-to-head with 500,000 volts of electricity.
So, we're building a Tesla coil.
Is there any chance you'll be killed?
Tesla is not dead.
A student has come up with a device that allows the Tesla coil to create a frequency that you can control. And once you can control the frequency, you can make it produce a particular note. So you can really see some of the power of the experiments that he conducted in his laboratories. And there were many stories of unusual happenings occurring when he was doing his tests. I think at one stage he burnt out a whole power station when he was operating his equipment.
Tesla is not dead.
Yes?
Tesla is not dead.
His name is Tristan and my name is Zoran. My friend and I made the Tesla coil like a school project when I was 15 years old. This project very interesting, but it's a disaster for TV, for other electrical devices. Not good for them. When it's working, it's not good for neighborhood. Total disaster. And now, maybe in some schools they made, I don't know.
We will all make a Tesla coil.
We will all make a Tesla coil.
Briefly now, the answer.
Celebrated author Mark Twain and Robert Underwood Johnson.
A diplomat and writer for Scribner's, editor of the Century magazine.
Correct.
Moves in the best circles.
On cordial terms with the wealthy.
Good friends with Mark Twain.
And Robert Underwood Johnson.
And Catherine. She seems sweet on him.
I have always wondered when the great changes are in progress, if you know of them. Do you know when spring is near?
I don't think there is any thrill that can go through the human heart like that felt by the inventor as he sees some creation of the brain unfolding to success.
I do not know whose life I live. It has not seemed my own. You must come tomorrow evening, you see.
Such emotions make a man forget food, sleep, friend, love, everything.
I miss you very much and wonder if it is always to go on in this way and if I can ever become accustomed to not seeing you.
He looks the ladies' man, but he has a reputation of being a bit of a Nelly.
Right.
As well as an outright oddball.
His profile's a real doozy when he dines at the Wardoff. 18 napkins to clean the cutlery.
18 fresh towels in his room every day.
Counts items of food before eating.
Is disgusted by human hair.
And pearl earrings.
There. Subject's leaving the building.
Can you see him clearly?
Yep.
What's he doing?
Counting his footsteps.
Again?
Yep.
He worked prodigiously in his lab. He worked from 8 a.m. to 3 a.m. most days, 7 days a week.
Rotating magnetic field.
AC motor.
Tesla coil.
Fluorescent and neon lights. Wireless bulbs that were lit by energy from the earth.
Wireless remote control boat.
He walked 10 to 12 miles every day to feed pigeons. So he's an unusual character. In fact, he spent most of his life living in hotels. He spent 23 years living in the Astoria Waldorf Hotel in New York. So he was a very unusual character.
Experimented with X-rays.
High-frequency power experiments, Colorado Springs.
AC power plant that harnessed the hydroelectric power of Niagara Falls.
Wireless transmission.
It's a wonderful thing. Wireless is coming to mankind, literally like a hurricane. One day, there'll be a system connecting all the inhabitants of this earth, not only by voice, but by sight.
Marconi is a good fellow. Let him continue. He's already using 17 of my patents.
Mm-hmm.
He even had a hand in the creation of robotics.
Laser.
Limitless free energy.
Electric rail system.
Production of ozone.
Experimented with resonance and sympathetic vibrations.
Wireless power distribution.
Fluid propulsion.
Turbines.
Fountains.
So he really was a fantastic all-round electrical engineer. He used electricity to manufacture energy, to communicate and to control, really the cornerstones of electrical engineering.
Vertical takeoff and landing flying machine.
Flow meter.
Lightning rods.
Ice insulation.
Electromechanical oscillator. A true polymath. Thank you, Tony.
The progressive development of man is vitally dependent on invention. The new power for driving the world's machinery will be derived from the energy which operates the universe. Cosmic energy.
I have been his guest on several occasions at the old Waldorf Hotel and at his laboratory on Houston Street.
I've seen his extraordinary lighting effects produced without filaments and his remote-controlled boat demonstration.
His experiments dazzle and amaze with their beauty and interest.
I've seen him described as a calm Mephistopheles amid blazing, thundering cascades of sparks.
Yes, to quote, he plunges into the unknown, an arch-conspirator against the established order.
You know, he's convinced we'll communicate with Mars someday.
He's learned firsthand the secrets of nature.
And how nature's laws may be applied.
I want to hear.
What did he say?
my arm is now traversed by a powerful electric current, vibrating at about the rate of 1,000,000 times a second. The air is more violently agitated and you see streams of light now break forth from my fingertips and from the whole hand.
Jeez, it's code.
Shh, he'll hear you.
What about you great clodhoppers?
Sidewalk's covered in goddamn ice.
I think he saw me.
Oh, he slipped.
Was that a backflip?
Surprised it wasn't three of them.
Oh, yeah. Everything's multiplied.
Or divided.
By three.
Crazy old kook, but fit.
As a spring chicken. How old is he?
Oh, nearly 60, I think.
Divides neatly by three.
I live to be 110.
I heard that.
To explain every aspect of my discoveries.
I read that.
We must use the energy of the ambient medium. And the power obtainable from the wind is very considerable. But better than this would be to obtain power from the sun rays, an inexhaustible source of power. We see the ocean rise and fall, the rivers flow, the wind, rain, hail and snow beats on our windows. The trains and steamers come and go. We hear the rattling noise of carriages, the voices from the street. We feel, smell, and taste. And we think of all this. And all this movement, from the surging of the mighty ocean to that subtle movement concerned in our thought, has but one common cause. All this energy emanates from one single center, one single source, the sun.
For the most part, at least in the modern period from, say, 1860 to about 1980, everybody was motivated by a future shortage of fuel. They thought all of the coal and the gas would run out, which it could indeed do, but there's much more of it in reserves now than they thought there were back then.
When your number's up, your number's up.
It's proven to be a dangerous cowboy industry.
Joe.
Dr. David Mills, a global solar leader, former principal research fellow at the University of Sydney, and I'm
briefly now
very certain that he was the former president of the International Solar Energy Society.
Thank you, Joe.
I met him when he was there and...
In a nutshell.
A Model S is a pure battery electric car, not a hybrid or a range extender. It's incapable of combusting anything.
Making energy is a lot like making bread or milk.
So they thought the civilization might come to a halt. So that's what they were most concerned about. They weren't concerned about environmental pollution so much.
Burning coal destroys matter. Therefore, it is barbaric. It is our duty to coming generations to leave this store of energy intact for them. Or at least not touch it until we have perfected processes for burning coal more efficiently.
But after Silent Spring in the 60s and then the Stockholm Conference in the 70s and so forth, people began to look at the Earth as a closed system and saying, oh, we can affect that system, we can actually hurt that system by burning too much of this. And by about 1990, people had converted to that modern look. But Tesla's look looks like that very much, because he was very early in that kind of thinking, well ahead of everybody else.
Ahead of my time.
My ideas are always rational, because I am an exceptionally accurate instrument of reception. In other words, a seer.
One hears many strange things about him.
I remember Tesla when he was 35 years old, young and gay and full of fun.
How to describe him?
Let's try.
From under protruding eyebrows, his deep-set steel gray,
soft yet piercing eyes
seem to read
your innermost thoughts.
Yes. Yeah.
JP Morgan, regarding your loan for the Tesla turbine, with the knowledge I have, not merely as an expert but as a seer, You may judge how anxious I am, for the sake of the world, to connect myself with men of your integrity and power.
Great silent men with cold eyes and hard smiles.
Journalists, financiers, scientists, businessmen, poets, friends.
I wish I could have news of you, my ever dear and ever silent friend, be it good or bad. But if you will not send me a line, then send me a thought, and it will be received by a finely attuned instrument. I am faithfully yours, KJ.
The pigeon overcomes human antipathy. Staunch, familiar, adaptable friend.
There was one pigeon, a beautiful bird, pure white with light gray tips on its wings.
He's sure having a close conversation with those pigeons.
Yep. There's the white one, straight to his hand.
What do you suppose they talk about?
Secrets of the cosmos?
Don't laugh. He's said life on Mars is a statistical certainty.
You've done your homework.
Ugh. That one's taking food from his mouth.
For someone obsessed with hygiene?
Mad scientist. Makes me feel sick.
All in a day's surveillance.
Possible he might fly the coop, so to speak?
Maybe. One of the reasons
why we're here.
Anyway, he's high risk.
I loved that pigeon as a man loves a woman. And she loved me. One night, as I looked at her, I knew she wanted to tell me that she was dying. As I got her message, there came a light from her eyes. Powerful, dazzling, blinding light. A light more intense than I had ever produced in my laboratory.
Travel in time.
80.
We are all held together.
I'm 84.
We are together.
85.
Like the stars in the firmament.
86.
Like stars in the sky.
It dies inseparable.
Secrets of the universe.
Women will assert first their equality and later their superiority.
Certainly no one who is not a desirable parent should be permitted to produce progeny.
Marriage and motherhood may become abhorrent, and human civilization draw closer and closer to the perfect civilization of the bee.
You will get a dollar for every horsepower generated. You've got to be rich, Tesla, so that you can be free and independent.
Money does not represent such a value as men have placed upon it. All my money has been invested into experiments with which I have made new discoveries, enabling mankind to have a little easier life.
Morgan, I showed him what the world could be. He'd let me know, he said, when he was ready. I'm still waiting.
Tesla had not money to finish that, because all these guys around, like Morgan and so on, they realized that this Tesla is trying to do something obviously crazy, because there is no idea to get money with it. What we shall do with this? Okay, bye-bye, Tesla. So Tesla finished his life abandoned from these moneymakers around.
There were several factors involved in his fall from favor. He was battling opposition from the proponents of old technology. Let's face it, he was bad at business. He used money from supporters like J.P. Morgan for projects they hadn't approved, and he was crazy.
Recently, I have discovered a new source of power. Soon, in few months or few years, I will reveal it.
Tesla had this fantastic idea that he could use his Tesla coils to transmit power wirelessly between skyscrapers, and that was really prescient in terms of charging our mobile phones and charging our electric vehicles using a power transmission medium that doesn't use contacts. He thought about what would seem like wacky ideas at the time, but then go and solve those problems and create solutions to them.
And then, of course, there were the pigeons.
My neck hurts.
Lights on.
Windows open.
There's dozens of them.
On sill.
Inside, too.
You think they're carrier pigeons?
Could be.
Right.
Subversive means of contacting the enemy.
Yeah, sending plans for his death ray machine.
If he has developed a death ray machine, this could be the most important job in the Bureau. Donut?
Pineapple?
Jelly.
Hmm.
He also predicted the use of what were known as direct energy weapons. And again, that's a technology and a set of techniques that have really just started coming to the forefront in the defense industry.
A new discovery could make any country impregnable against armies, aeroplanes, and other means of attack.
So Tesla was thinking about these things back in the early 20th century, and we're now only just realizing them.
He's been called the poet of science, modern Prometheus, prophet of invention, master of lightning, Jesus of electricity, creator of the 20th century. Krista Papich said he created the 21st century and likens him to Da Vinci.
Recollection.
It is a mere question of time.
Visions.
Ghosts.
Dreams.
When men.
Life.
Epiphanies.
Will succeed in touching their machinery.
Rapture.
Memories.
To the very fieldwork of nature.
Beautiful.
Cincinnati, January 12th, 1943. Espionage. Outstanding scientist in the electrical field. Alien property control went to the hotel and seized the property of Tesla.
Tesla.
Right, Tesla. Consisting of about 2 truckloads of material.
It is pointed out that any activities be handled in a most secret fashion in order to avoid any publicity in respect to Tesla's inventions.
In view of the fact he's a U.S. naturalized citizen, alien property jurisdiction, doubtful.
Donut?
Why not?
On the end of his life, he was despaired and alone in this hotel room. Nobody saw him for days. How did Tesla end his life? In friendship with pigeons and afraid of people. It's crazy, I think.
And now the mayor of the city of New York, the Honorable F.H. Lagardi.
Nikola Tesla died in poverty, but he was one of the most useful and successful men who ever lived.
Don't close your eyes to the sky. Turn your face from the wind. Retreat from the tide. Flinch before lightning. Be numb to the earth. Block your ears to the resonance of life. Everything moves. Nothing is still.
Sing within.
A life. A sphere complete.
A sphere.
And perfect.
Complete and perfect.
Secrets of the universe.
His achievements were great and are becoming greater as time goes on.
When my mother was dying, I heard an indescribably sweet song of many voices. Cloud-carrying angelic creatures of marvelous beauty floated across my room, one of whom gazed upon me lovingly and gradually assumed the features of my mother.
He simply functioned according to his natural genius, which came to him in the land of his birth, Yugoslavia, as a son of his mother.
Indescribably sweet song of many voices, child of light, lightning, sun through rising mist, ebbing sounds, rustle, breath, wing.
Now, this extraordinary man is dead. Or so they say.
drawing to the end of the last round. Joe and Tony must answer their next questions correctly to stay in the game. Joe, your question. Who played a character based on Tesla in a time travel film?
Well, it can't be Bowie, because he actually played Tesla in The Prestige, and it's not time travel. Who else?
Must have your answer, please.
Oh. Man of Lightning, Fragments from Olympus.
I'm sorry, you're out of time. Tony.
Bing Crosby in a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, based on the book by Tesla's great friend Mark Twain.
Oh.
Tony, you're right! Joe, fantastic work. You were so close. Great to have you in Minds on Fire.
Thanks, James. It was a buzz.
Tony, you're playing for $1 million. The final question now, for $1 million. When did Nikola Tesla die?
He died in the Hotel New Yorker, room number 3327, divisible, of course, by three. The assistant medical officer, H.W. Wembley, placed time of death at 10:30 p.m. on January the 7th, 1943, of coronary thrombosis.
$1 million riding on this, Tony. Is that your answer?
Yes, it is.
Tony, I'm afraid I can't accept that.
What?
Because
Tesla is not
dead. Tesla is not dead.
Tesla is not dead.
Tesla is not dead.
Tesla is not dead.
Tesla.
Tesla
is not dead.
Tesla is not dead.
Tesla is not really dead. Only his poor, wasted body has been stealed. The real, the important part of Tesla lives in his achievement, which is great, almost beyond calculation, an integral part of our civilization, of our daily lives.
Tesla
is not dead.
Nisam mrtav. I am not dead.
Tesla.
Tesla nije mrtav. Tesla is not dead.
You've been listening to Wheel Work of Nature, Tesla and the 21st Century. Performances based on Tesla's autobiography were by Sergen Nozich, Lubar Pausen and Vid Kral, with Stephanie Jemnici as the mother translator. Commentary was by Professor John Fletcher from the Department of Electrical Engineering and Telecommunications at the University of New South Wales, and David Mills, leader in renewable energy. Special thanks to colleagues from HRT, Croatian Radio, and a few ABC types you may have heard in there too. The program was produced by Jane Ullman and Russell Stapleton.